When the Guns Fall Silent by James Reardon. Narrated by James Price. To the memory of my grandfather, Private James Kit Reardon, 1881 to 1962. And for my grandson, Perry James Reardon. An amazing spectacle. One human episode amid all the atrocities which have stained the memory of war. Sir Arthur Conan Doyle on the Christmas Truce of 1914. It is perhaps the best and most heartening Christmas story of modern times. Malcolm Brown and Shirley Season, Christmas Truce on the Western Front, Macmillan, London, 1994. 1. In Flanders fields the poppies blow between the crosses row on row that mark our place. And in the sky, the larks, still bravely singing, fly scarce heard amid the guns below. We are the dead. Short days ago we lived, felt dawn, saw sunset glow, loved and were loved. And now we lie in Flanders fields. From In Flanders Fields by John McCrae. It was so peaceful. Just the cawing of the crows and the moaning of the wind, like battle cries mingling with a mother's sighs. Up and at 'em! Up and at 'em! Hush, my son. Sleep, sleep. As far as the eye could see, stretched row upon row of low headstones, white and clean and even, like a ghostly army lined up for inspection. Not on a grey parade ground, but on soft green grass recently mown and dotted with poppies sheltering by the headstones. It was as if the earth was sown with dragon's teeth.